Once again, the Boathouse Theater in the Elwood Manson Lower Harbor Park will be filled with activity with the Lake Superior Theater productions that feature to begin this month of July with Pippin. And with me is the director of the production, David Dagenaux, who happens to also have a little experience in theater himself, working with the program in the Gwynn Public Schools. Dave, thank you very much for coming in.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm probably best known for my work for the Gwynn Schools. But every once in a while, well, hopefully more often than not, I get to do a cool project like work with the Lake Superior Theater Company. And we have a dynamite season that's kicking off Wednesday night. The Boathouse.
And Pippin is a real classic.
Absolutely. Yes. It's Stephen Schwartz, really early Stephen Schwartz, and Pippin is just a great piece. It's really kind of a little nugget of 60s and 70s music.
Is that what attracts you to the show, or is it the storyline itself?
It's a little bit of both. Pippin is a total package. It has kind of a crazy story, but then there's this great music in there, and I guess what attracts me most to Pippin is the message behind Pippin about while we go through life looking for extraordinary things to happen, really ordinary everyday life is where you find true happiness.
Yes, yes. You mentioned a dynamite cast, and I've been looking at some of these names. Is this actually part of a repertory approach to Lake Superior Theater productions? I know that was done in the past.
It was done in the past, but really we have four separate productions going on, and we'll talk about those in a little bit.
Okay.
But we do have a dynamite cast. I can't even tell you what an honor it is to direct these people and work with this creative staff and technicians. It's been just a dream cast, and it really radiates right onto the stage the love they have for theater and for each other.
Yes. And you quipped before we got on the air, and I'll admit, I'll pass it along that you enjoy giving direction to other directors.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, we have, like I said, it's a dynamite cast, and there's a lot of experience in the cast. So, for instance, we have the likes of, Jeff Spencer and John Sarkala. And of course, our Shelley Russell is in the cast. And Shelley's one of the founders of Lake Superior Theater and is best known for her directing and writing and producing here.
Yes.
But she is appearing in this musical, and it's delightful to see Shelley on stage. We don't get to see that very much.
I imagine it's kind of fun for her to stretch her legs in that way, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's having a ball.
Who's doing the work for the music?
Jeff Bruning taught the vocals, and then as we've put the show on the stage, I've kind of taken it over because I'm also a music person. Really, this has been such a collaborative project, and if anything else, I could call her a co-director, and that is our choreographer, Jill Grunstrom. She has created a stunning tribute to the work of Bob Fosse, who directed and choreographed the original Pippin. And it's just amazing how we work together and how the production is just a total ensemble approach to theater. It's wonderful.
And there is such a unique style to the kind of choreography that Bob Fosse is known for.
Bob Fosse's choreography is very sleek and stylish.
Yes, yes.
And
seductive
it's
in a way.
Very, very fluid, and it's just really, really very captivating.
Wow. This ought to be a lot of fun to watch. I hear it opens tomorrow.
We do. We open Wednesday night, July 9th at the Boathouse at 7:30 p.m., and we play for 2 weeks, the 9th through the 13th, that's Wednesday through Sunday, and then the 16th through the 20th, all at 7:30 p.m. at the Fraser Boathouse. Tickets this year, we've changed our ticketing system. We've gone with the NMU Easy Ticket System. So people can get their tickets online at www.nmu.edu/tickets, or you can go to any of the Easy Ticket outlets, the Superior Dome.
Mm-hmm. And there's a phone number to call, too, which is 227-1032 to reserve tickets as well.
That's correct.
Was it just for the sake of convenience so you all didn't have to do all of the legwork for
Yeah, it's kind of a convenience for our audience and for our theater company.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work to run a box office.
Yes.
And so we, have trying it this year, and it seems to be working pretty well. We have the option of printing your tickets at home, which is really nice.
Oh,
for someone who lives outside the immediate market area who can't get to the box office, that's a real convenience.
Wonderful. Well, that should be an even easier way for these seats to fill right up.
Absolutely, and they're selling, so get online or get to the Dome and get your tickets now.
All right. I've been talking with the director of Pippin, who is going to be involved with Lake Superior Theater throughout the summer, I hope.
Well, actually, I'm just doing the first production, and then okay. I'll be stepping away. But our other productions are I Do,
yes.
which is a charming two-character musical, and they have a great cast. And then our youth theater production of Narnia
yes.
happens.
Auditions were just coming up, or just finished up, really.
Yeah, actually, yeah. they've been working for a while.
Yeah.
And then we're going to close with William Shakespeare's King Lear. So we have just a dynamite variety season on story. I can't even tell you how good it is.
Well, Dave, you got a good start with Pippin, I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. What a great way to open yes. our season. To get to the boathouse, it's located between the Matson Park and the Breakwater down in the lower harbor. The best thing to do is park at the Matson Park, and then you get a nice little walk along the marina there to the theater. The theater itself is air conditioned, and we call
yes.
and we yes it is, and we always say that we have the lobby with a $1 million view before the show and during intermission, weather permitting, of course. The view is absolutely stunning.
Yes,
last night
is.
At rehearsal, we had our intermission break, and you walk out, and it's like, oh, what a beautiful place.
I've been talking with Dave Dagenaugh, who is directing Pippin, that starts off this year's Lake Superior Theater season with shows beginning tomorrow night and running through Sunday the 20th, with just a couple of days break in between each session. And every show starts at 7:30 Eastern Time at the Boathouse Theater. Tickets available through the NMU Easy Tickets system. Thanks again, Dave.
Thanks, Stan.